Hello, my beautiful, beautiful soul sister. Hi. So, as part of your divine wealth, this program, we now have a beautiful meditation that you will be able to use. You'll probably not use this healing session more than once a week as you move forward, but you can absolutely return to it whenever you feel like you need it. But the most important thing is this is going to clear the blockages that are in the way to your receiving and allowing of abundance. This is the biggest issue as regards to being in the flow, in having wealth, having abundance, is actually being receptive to it. And that we can have so many hidden beliefs that block us from allowing from the universe and allowing from people. Because all manifestations must come through people as well as from the universe, and we can't just come from people without the universe, but we need both to be in alignment, which is what you've been shifting your frequency to allow this to happen. So all I ask you to do in this moment is just to make sure that you're sat somewhere quiet, uninterrupted, that you are going to be able to relax. I would suggest making sure that your feet are on the floor. You're either sat on the floor, your feet are on the floor, and you're in a chair. I wouldn't recommend lying down and meditating for this, you know, lying down. This is a journey, but it's a grounded journey. And because it's a healing session, it's really important to have your feet on the floor. So just pause this for a moment if you need to. And when you're ready, just make sure that your hips are open, wherever you're sat, feet on floor or sat on floor. You're leaning back into the chair. And just begin to take some nice, big, deep breaths in through your nose. I'm going to breathe in, filling you up from your belly, filling you up to your chest. Hold when you get to the top. Hold the count of three. One, two, three. Now breathe out long and loose, out through your mouth, letting everything go. We're going to take another deep breath and we're going to breathe in for the count of four. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. Really filling up your chest. Now hold for the count of three. One, two, three. Now breathe out for the count of five. One, two, three, four, five. Now as we breathe in again, we're going to slow this counting down so we elongate the breath. So breathe in for the count of four, breathing into your belly, breathing into your chest, counting your own head into your chest, holding when you reach to the top, and hold for the count of three, one, two, three, and now breathe out through your mouth for the count of five, long, loose, slow, letting everything go. We're going to repeat that again, and we're going to breathe in for a count of four into your belly, into your chest. Hold when you get to the top. We're going to hold for a count of four this time. One, two, three, four. And we're going to breathe out for a count of six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Fill up again, breathing in, filling up from your belly, filling up from your up to your chest, counting in for four, holding for four, one, two, three, four, breathing out for the count of six from your mouth. Long and loose, nice and slow. We're going to do one last round. Placing this time, just place your hands on your heart and your belly, really feel into your body. Breathe in, filling up from your belly, filling up into your chest for the count of four. Hold when you reach the top. One, two, three, four. And now breathe out for the count of five. Six for the count of six. Nice and long and loose and slow. Now when you're ready, just allow your breath to go in through your nose and out through your nose. Settle yourself back down. Place your hands, palms up on your lap. Make sure you're comfortable. Just adjust yourself if you need to at all. And just look up, see, sense or feel the light above your head. So imagine the sun shining above the top of your head. And just imagine it, see, sense or feel it. Open as though you're sunbathing, relaxing. Open your body, open your cells. And just really lean back into the chair as though you're sunbathing. Imagine the light on your face, on your chest, on your stomach, on your legs, down to your feet, on your arms, down to your fingertips, down to the top of your head, and feel those rays of sunlight basking down in your body, beating down. Feel it warm or cold, however you feel it for you. And just allow that rays of light, that golden rays, to melt into your body. From the outside, and now it's going to go through the top of your head, through the crown of your head, like liquid light, just pouring in. And imagine almost the sun becoming a bit like being in a shower or in a waterfall. And we're just going to allow it to turn into liquid golden light and just wash around on the inside, opening up your third eye, opening up your ears, opening up your throat. Clearing and cleansing and soothing your throat into your higher heart, to your heart space, your chest, and down your arms and into your fingertips, to your hands. And just really connect with your hands for a moment. Really imagine that light just coming all the way down into your hands and feeling it filling up your hands. Just breathe. And we allow the energy to wash around into your solar plexus. Really just washing around, filling you up, down into your sacral, into your belly, and into the bowl of yourself. Liquid golden light just washing around your hips, your digestive system, into all of your digestive system, into your womb space. If you have a womb or not, it doesn't matter. This is your energetic womb space, into your into your yoni. And just let everything seep in, out from the outside, from the inside, as though you're filling up in all your cells are filling up with golden light. Your blood, bones, skin, cells, every single part of you, as though you feel like you're radiating, like you're filling up down into your legs, into your knees, into your calves, into your ankles, swirling around your ankles and your feet. And like opening your feet up, imagine that they're just like you're opening, taking out the plug out the bottom of your feet, and allow this energy to just wash through your feet, and it will drop down like a magnet right into Earth, into Gaia, and drop straight down into the center of Earth. And just imagine and know that in the center of the Earth is a big ball of fire, a sun below, sun above, sun below, and it's just going to connect. And we're just going to ask that the light above intensify, like you've turned the pressure up on the shower. And it's just going to intensify the light that washes down on the outside, the inside, to just flood through your body. Washing away all energy that's no longer serving you. Allowing yourself to be cleansed. Washing away all energy that's not yours, that you've picked up from your day, that you're holding for other people, that you're holding from your past, anything that's ready to go, to just let it all go. Let yourself just wash away any lower density energies you've picked up from media, from social media, from your work, etc. Just let it all go. Just breathe, just take a nice big deep breath in. Fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, but now hold. Hold, hold, now breathe out, really setting the intent to let everything go. And just lean back a bit further, soften a bit more. Make sure your hips are open and wide enough. Now that you're feeling yourself being cleanse. Just tap in to feel if it's your softening enough. And feel this being like the flow of energy through you. Surrender to the flow that you learnt in the 21 days. Just feel that sense of being in the flow. Letting it wash through you. Receiving and cleansing, receiving and cleansing. And just surrender a little bit more. Notice where you could just let go a bit more and allow yourself to let go to the golden light. And allow the energy now. And ask the energy from Gaia, everything that's been cleansed, transmuted, upgraded, to now return to you, coming up from Gaia, up towards your feet. Now, as it comes up, it's going to bring with it the energy of the crystal grid. You might feel the energy will be cooler as it comes up, bringing up with it crystal grid energy from the earth, all earth energy, Gaia's fire, up into your feet, grounding you into the earth, grounding you into Gaia, grounding you into the crystal grid, up into your feet, up into your calves, up into your knees, up into your thighs, up into your womb and your yoni, up into your sacral, washing away around again, swirling around, filling you up into your solar plexus, connecting you in. And feel as you are filling in, it's like you're expanding, filling in, above and below, you're just expanding with energy up into your heart space, up into your higher heart, up into your throat, up into your third eye, up into your crown, and up out the top of your head. And just imagine it's a bit like a fountain going up through the top of your head and down. And just allow yourself, just know that it's happening, that the energy that's coming up and out is coming back into your feet, so that you're receiving from above, below, you're connected to the earth, and you are receiving richly and abundantly. And we're just going to allow yourself to expand, expand, expand. So feel that energy just expanding, a foot around you, 2 feet around you, 3 feet around you, 5 feet around you, 10 feet around you. And we're going to expand a bit more. We're going to go beyond your house, beyond your village or town, beyond your country, beyond the world. Just feel your energy so that you're connected to all things. And you're as big as the universe. We are energy. We can connect to the energy of everything. We're just expanding because we want to fully connect with your soul. And just breathe and enjoy the expansiveness of yourself, what it feels like to be in your truth, beyond your body, held, secure, safe, in this beautiful bubble of light, held by your team of love and light, held by my team, I'm channeling through my galactic team, the energy of all the angels. Allow yourself to expand and receive and know your higher self, your multi-dimensional self of your soul. Now we're going to ask that all energy that comes up is all energy that's ready to leave regarding receiving in the physical, receiving from people. So I want you to look down on your body from an expanded state. So you're looking at your beautiful body, and we're just going to ask all the energy that is related and blocking you from currently receiving in the physical realm your energetic manifestations that you've already desired, created, or held in your vortex, in the flow, ready for you vibrationally, but you're actually blocking them from coming into physical manifestation. I want you to look at your body and just see it coming out like either dark strands or webs or ties or anything. We're just going to ask it to be shown to you, everything that is blocking you from receiving the full manifestation of your desires from people. From people. That other people can love you and give to you. That other people can pay you for your services, in your career, and that they pay you abundantly. What's blocking you from receiving abundantly from other people? And we're just going to see that any thoughts, beliefs, any energies that are connected to those thoughts or belief are just going to come up, and anything that might spring into your mind, don't hold on to it, just allow it to come up. We're just going to allow it all to come out as energy that's blocking the way of you coming into receiving abundantly from other people in your relationships, in your family, in your friends, from a lover, from your career, from your clients. Because this affects everything. From the government, that's still people. From all institutions, from being supported, being nourished, being held, being given what you need, having the universe is wanting to give you everything, but this blockage about receiving from people, allowing people to give to you, paying you abundantly, exchanging services, allowing other people to pay you for your gifts, your talents, your services, because it is important that you allow people to pay you. If you think about the beggar, it's actually the begging act is actually a two-way service, and it's for the benefit of the person giving as much as it is to the benefit of the person receiving, which is why tithing is so important, or why if you think about Buddhist monks, that they go begging because they know that it's for the spiritual evolvement of the person giving the money. So when you block somebody giving money to you or giving love to you or giving to you in all the ways that they express their love, you're actually stopping them and blocking them from demonstrating their love, flowing the universe, the flow through them. They're not able to flow love through them. And so you're blocking their spiritual advancement. You're blocking their soul. You're blocking their love. You're blocking their expansion, their journey, as much as your own. So you're not allowing the fair exchange of the universe flowing through them, through you, and receiving what should be a receptivity of 80% receiving, 20% giving. And that's because the 20% that you're giving is you're giving from a place connected and aligned with the universe, so therefore you're actually giving 80%. What you're giving is something very, very potent, but it takes far less effort. So you're receiving 80% from others. So the fair exchange actually works out that there's this 80% exchange going on, but it's only taking you 20% effort. So as you hear this transmission, as you hear these words, just notice and see what's coming up, coming out. This resonates with your soul. We're just bypassing your brain particularly. And asking anything else that's blocking you from now from receiving from the universe. Any other cords, webs or ties that are blocking you from receiving from the universe. Anything else that needs to come up, come out. Come to the forefront. Ready to leave. Okay, you may see more, you may see less when you listen to this again. You may see less the next time, hopefully, as it should be. But this time you may see quite a lot. But whatever's ready to go now for you to your soul, and you are aligned to say, I'm ready for this to go. I'm ready to let it leave. Okay, just take a deep breath. Now I just want you to, let's just see that golden light again. And we're just going to wrap up all of these threads, webs and ties. We're going to tie them up and wrap them up with golden light. Now you might be able to see this yourself. I'm going to use light language. but you may see it yourself. We're going to wrap everything up. I'm already doing it a bit as you're doing it, but just see it kind of moving into this golden energy. And what it's going to do is just going to be dissolved and resolved by the light, okay? And just enjoy the light language, just enjoy the energy of it, let it, the weaves and highs and lows of its flow to go with you, okay? Ilamana asukunana asakunamana ona ishikila ae ushilamana asukinamana ishukunana asakira ishumana asikimana tu ishumana sakila aya ushakinamana boom, shikimana aya. Take a deep breath. Inalama is a killer, no, no, is a kimono, I shoo shalmana kinimana. Ila aya, o shalaman is a kimono, aya, o shila as a kimono, anana is a kimana, what kibana, anaba is a kibro, a kiba, a shikro, anima, kriba, and kritika, and a chikro aya. He put a cut a big kritika, and a took the eater about a skidibana, kuda a little chikra. Idamana, o sakimana, o de kidba, but a chikra, and a chikra. He took the tik architecture, and the architecture. Take a deep breath. We ask the energy above, below, and all around that surrounds you as you are to cleanse, clear, release, uplift, shift, and dissolve all of this old energy and return it back to love. Take a deep breath. And I'm going to ask for any codes of love and light and abundance that needs to come into your cells that you may have been missing because of these blockages, or anything that needs to be activated in your body to a new level of abundance of receiving from people, from the universe. Ilamana asikimana o shikimana no ai o shilamana asikimana o shikimana anana asikimana aya o timana ashikimana ai o rapid gamana it could be and it could be and it could be and but it could be and it could be ibro emin ada shikimana ana kutik ano chuchuk abana o mana asikimana asikela o ya o ikamana mana asikoda bana onana ai o shibana mana asikita ai o tukta amana ai o shikana Ilamana oso, timana asakimana, aya, 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 shikimana, shikimana. Isolamana osakimana, tubana asakimana, aya, 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 take a deep breath in. I ask you to return and come back to your body so that you're bringing the light, all that expanded light, just return closer to your body, closer to the body, bringing the bubble in as you return back into your body. And just see the light above and the light below. We're just going to ask that energy of the golden sun to just intensify and just wash through you again. And just feel yourself like looking up as though you're under a shower, or under a waterfall. Just feel that beautiful golden rays cleansing, uplifting, filling you up. As all the light from being expanded is coming into your cells as well. New level of frequency. You have received new downloads, new codes, new activations in your body. Released what is no longer serving you. And just allow it all to just seep in. We love you so much, is the words I'm hearing. We love you so much, dear one. Oh, how we love you. We are so proud of you for coming into this space and activating and surrendering to new levels of abundance. We ask you to just allow this energy to just seep and do the work itself, not to get stressed or try and get in the way or hurry things up. Allow this energy to shift within you and integrate and immerse into your body. Your practice is to allow the energy to do the work and not you. We send you much love. Namana esikina mana o shila mana asikina aya. O shila mana asikina mana no aya. Take a deep breath. Grounding yourself back into your body. Come down into your belly and just allow yourself to feel the weight of your belly on as though you're being pulled down by gravity, grounded into your body, allowing all this energy to just pull down into your body. Rich and abundant, expansive, but grounding you in. Feel the sense of coming back to your body. Scrunch up your toes. Scrunch up your fingers, straighten fingers, maybe take a rotation of your shoulders and a little movement, gentle, soft movement, twisting, just moving your body, getting that energy moving nice and gentle, no hurry. You may want to take a stretch, stretching up your arms, stretching up your sides, stretching out your shoulders, just stretching yourself. You may need to yawn. Just take a nice big deep breath in. Filling up and placing your hands on your heart. And we give so much thanks for everything we've received. As you breathe out, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who's come to bring this energy, this codes, this activation, this healing. Your soul team, galactic team, my team in the highest light and resonance, beautiful team of love and light. We thank everybody. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bring your hands together in prayer position. In front of your heart space, just bend your head in gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness. Say your own words of appreciation to your soul, to yourself. Thank yourself. We thank everyone. Thank the energy above, the energy below. We thank the God Goddess. We thank for this space to be held. And just state out loud, I say thank you for all the blessings I have received and for all the blessings I am receiving. Thank you for all the blessings I have received. Thank you for all the blessings I am receiving. And now say thank you for all the riches I have received. Thank you for all the riches I am receiving. Thank you for all the riches I have received. Thank you for all the riches I am receiving. There we go. Take your time. Make sure to drink plenty of water. Bring yourself back to the room as slowly, as gently as you wish. You may want to place your hands over your eyes to just adjust your eyes to the light slowly. Drink plenty of water. If you need to eat anything to just ground yourself, don't eat sugar, but eat something just substantial if you need to. Don't do heavy, but you know, something that might feel you grounded. Drink water, just be kind, be loving. Don't drink caffeine, avoid alcohol. Allow this to just integrate into your body. If you need to sleep, have a sleep. Be kind, be loving, allow the nurturing. Sending you much love.